that's what I think of as amplification, multiplication, and perspective, you know, the ability for, because as great as you are, you know, Phil, I mean, as wonderful as your instincts are, you have blind spots. I have blind spots. We all do. Yeah. And so it's great to have others who have different experiences who can shed light on those blind spots and ensure that we have the right perspective on ideas. So
let's double click on that just for a minute, because in the work that I do when I coach organizations and executives on trying to do better partnership work, both internally and externally, the number one thing that I see where partnerships fail is at the very beginning, there was not really a strong foundation for intent. So a lot of people had in their own minds a version of what the intent was. And it was okay at a headline level. But when you dived into what it actually meant and creating a shared language where when you're not in the room and your partner is, and they're able to represent you in the way that you would hope to be represented, it is not something that they've yet got to a point of doing. It gets sort of papered over and rushed over. And so I'm curious if you're open to share, and we can obviously cut this, but I'd be interested to understand how you got to that point of deep shared understanding, so that foundation was built, and now you have a level of confidence to move into the, you know, the planning and the execution, knowing that you're entering into this with, you know, genuinely great people at the right time to do some great work.
Yeah. So the opportunity came along. We each are at seasons in our career where we have the resources, whether that be time or financial resources, relational resources, to be able to take a little bit of time to build something where we don't need to see an immediate return. So that was the first thing, was seasonally, we were in sync with one another, right, from a season. And one of the things I've seen with partnerships that fail is when one partner says, great, I would love to do this, and I need to start seeing a return in like 2 months. Mm. And if we don't start seeing some traction in 2 months, then, you know, we're in trouble. So we're all in similar seasons. That was the first thing. But then we defined what success would look like. You know, we had to say, okay, what would success look like if we were able to bring this to fruition? Because we didn't even know what we were building yet, right? We just knew that we had a couple of ideas that we wanted to explore together. So what would success look like for each of us? What's the timeline that we need to see that success in order for it to be worth it for us? And then ultimately, what do we envision this could look like in 2 to 5 years if it is successful? Because another reason partnerships fail is that people, you know, one person is thinking, I want to build this quickly and like try to turn it and sell it in 2 to 3 years. The other person's thinking, I want to build a really nice lifestyle type situation where I could, you know, ride out my career doing this and just, you know, cashing checks or whatever. And so just understanding the desired outcome, I think, is also important. Then we had a conversation about role, who's going to be responsible for what. And then we started doing this strategic sequencing. Okay, so then if we're going to pursue this, what's the first thing we need to do? How do we need to define our next steps? And started talking about what's next. And so I think we started more big picture. I think a lot of partnerships just sort of jump into the weeds. They agree and they just start, you know, jumping into the work. Mm-hmm. But we did a lot of foundational work from the beginning, because these are people I've had a relationship with for a while. And the very first thing that we talked about in our very first meeting was the relationships in this partnership are primal. It's the most important thing.
Yeah.
If ever there is anything that's going to damage these relationships, then we're done. We're finished. Like we're not going to continue, because the relationships have to be the primal thing here. So I think it's really important, you know, to have those strategic conversations from the beginning. Not be blinded by the potential of an idea, because that's the other thing. I think a lot of partnerships fail because people are blinded by the potential and they jump in because they have dollar signs in their eyes, or because they, you know, they see something that they want, but they don't think, okay, is this the right thing at the right time with the right people? It might be the right idea, but it might be the right idea for 3 years from now or for 2 years ago. Hey, yeah. It might be too late. So I think all of those conversations need to happen very, very early on, if not in the very first strategic conversation you have, just to ensure that you're all aligned. And then the final thing I'll say is, from a values perspective, you need to partner with people who share the same values, people who they don't have to have the same worldview, but they have to have the same view of the world, right? I know that sounds a little, maybe a little bit nitpicky and wonky, but by the same worldview, I mean, like, they don't have to come from your same cultural or you know, faith or spiritual background, mm-hmm. or, you know, I mean, that's not necessarily, I think, the most important thing, but they have to have the same view of the world. They have to have the same view of their responsibility to humanity, of, you know, what is a business? Why does a business exist? What's a business for? You know, what are we really trying to do here? You know, what's the role of money? You know, how do we see money? Because money is an important thing. It's like maybe the most important metric that teaches you what you really believe about the world, because once you have money, suddenly it reveals a lot about you. And so, you know, like, what is your view about money, and how do you see money? You know, all of those kinds of things are really important conversations to have, I think, from the very beginning. And I know I'm saying a lot of things that people probably already know intuitively, but we don't do them. You know, we just jump in, we get blinded. And so those foundational conversations are critical.
It's funny, we often find when companies are very urgent and trying to get things done quickly, they'll spend maybe two meetings trying to thrash this out. And we often get to an average of four conversations, and conversations meaning that there are weeks in between, there's some active reflection that's gone on, there's a structure for them to move into this. And once they know that partnership operating system step, it becomes very straightforward for them to replicate that with other partnerships they go into. Before we move on, you touched on an item before about how you spend time understanding so much of the behaviors and the underlying values, and that's super important. Have there been other occasions in your career where there's been an inflection point on a partnership where it was, this is how we do it well? Like there was sort of like a deep feeling inside you as you were moving through the early stages where it was like, yep, this is what it's supposed to feel like.
Yeah, I've had several of those, and they all would be, I would say, probably consistent with what I just described. I've also had some where maybe there was a masking of one another's true skills or intent coming in, and time, you know, just the ability, the availability of the partner was maybe overstated. And so I would say those have been learning experiences for me where I've come to realize, you know, my wife is a wonderful mirror for me. She reflects back to me things that I don't often see myself. And she said, "You are far too trusting," which is very true. I tend to want to trust people, and I tend to want to believe that most people want to do the right thing. And I think most people do want to do the right thing. But I think my trust sometimes gets the better of me, in that I always lay a positive intent over others' observed behavior. And she has helped me understand that I need to be more realistic in my expectations of people, because people have faults, and people have insecurities, and people are afraid of things. And sometimes when we're afraid or when we have insecurities, we behave in ways that aren't consistent with what we say or what we want to do. And so I think that's been helpful as well, just to trust first, but always have my antenna up and be watching for behavior inconsistent with what I want to believe.